The birth of a child is cause for great rejoicing in the stories of the Bible. A child carries the family name forward into the future. A child carries forward the knowledge of God and the faith of the community into the future. Our children, we hope, will do greater things than we have done, perhaps so we can bask in their reflected glory and take whatever credit we can wring out of their successes. A birth is a gift. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. When Isaiah first spoke those words, it was a time of warfare and strife in Judah. The nation of Judah was threatened by war on all sides, and the king Ahaz was tempted to make all kinds of unholy alliances with more powerful nations in order to protect himself and his kingship. That disaster loomed, but Isaiah said, since Ahaz was the one who was being attracted away from the way that he should have been as a king under the leadership of God, that a new king had been born, Hezekiah, who would know to ask God for a sign of peace. So Isaiah spoke those words, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Peace is on the horizon, peace given by God and not by worldly power. Unto us a child is born." And now in this day and age, we look back on those words and see the prophetic foretaste of the birth of Jesus himself, that unexpected Messiah who comes into the world. This last week, I was with my friend Dan. He's a newly ordained pastor over in Marin County. And he was telling us a story about some unexpected events in his life over these past couple of months. He used to be working for a church in Washington, D.C., and his wife, Laura, was a TV reporter there. And while they were working in Washington, they wanted to have a baby and couldn't. And so they went through the process of trying to adopt a baby and came this close a couple of times. And to their great sorrow and disappointment, things fell through. Their plans fell through at the last minute. And then Laura was diagnosed with cancer and was treated, and then it recurred, and she was treated again. And during that time, they moved to California, where Dan was going to begin work at this new church and where Laura had a new job here with ABC. And they kept saying, maybe later. Maybe later we'll enter into that adoption process again and see if we can keep our hope up in the face of so many disappointments. But not right now. It's too hard, and it's too sad. Maybe there'll be some kind of a miracle someday. And then a few months ago, Laura went into the doctor for her six-month scan and found that she was cancer-free. And Dan said that literally as they were pouring the champagne, the phone rang, and it was her brother, who was a doctor, and said, "Are you two still interested in adopting?" And they said, "Well, we haven't really thought about it. There's been too much else going on, and we're not sure we're ready to face that again." And he said, "Well, you may need to face it right now, because a colleague of mine just delivered a baby up in Northern California, and the young woman wants to give the baby up for adoption and has done nothing about that. So call my colleague now." So they did, and 3 hours later, they were walking into a hospital. And Dan said, as they walked in the door and were heading down the hall to the neonatal unit, he said, "Honey, one thing, not that it makes any difference, but is this a boy or a girl?" And 3 days later, they brought their little girl, Tessa, home to live with them. And Dan was showing me a picture that he'd taken with his cell phone, because he hadn't even had enough time to dig out a camera, of them bringing Tessa in and Laura putting the baby into this little cradle that they had borrowed from the next door neighbors because they hadn't had time to buy a crib yet. And Laura's looking at this baby on this cell phone photograph, looking at the baby lying there with this look of sheer astonishment and joy on her face and with her hand on her heart, as she leans over the cradle, like her heart was breaking with the sheer wonder of it all. And Dan was telling us this story, and he said, you know, we were saying, well, maybe there'll be a miracle. Maybe there'll be a miracle. Whoop! In this season, we receive the gift of a miraculous child, and our hearts break open with joy in order to let him enter. God invites us to receive this miracle, this child of earth and child of heaven, and invites our open-hearted acceptance of this gift. And what then do we give in return? Christina Rossetti, in the poem that has been set to music as the hymn In the Bleak Midwinter, the last verse are words that we will get to sing after the children do their program today. And the last verse says, what then can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would give a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But what I can, I give him, give my heart. Like Laura and Dan, in response to this amazing gift, we give the best of ourselves, our broken and joyful hearts. Amen.